World famous Phil Henry Show here, our second hour here, our second week here, reboot week. 855-500-7445. Wow. 855-5. What the hell am I doing here, man? I'm in between my throat going. 855-500-7445.
Well, you should take a drink of water or something.
Yeah, I did take a drink of water. I've taken a drink of coffee. I've taken a drink of just about everything you can take a drink of and still function. And I think it's just the time of year. You know, the air is dry and you know, the cotton's high and your mama's good looking.
What?
It's just, never mind, bud. So we have with us Don Mixa. Don is a engineering professor at the University of Washington in Seattle. We're going to talk about a hacker from Palestine who was able to hack into Facebook. And I don't know why that makes me smile. But anyway, after discovering a privacy bug on Facebook, unemployed Palestinian programmer Khalil Sriateh said he just wanted to collect the traditional $500 bounty the social network offers to those who voluntarily expose its glitches. But when Facebook ignored his first two reports, Sriateh took the message to the top. He hacked into Mark Zuckerberg's personal page to prove his point. Now, you got to love that.
I don't know.
Well, hold on. What do you mean you don't know? That's fantastic.
I do not think that hacking into a man such as Mark Zuckerberg's private computer, his private Facebook page, is constructive at all. This is a man that employs people, that has started a business worth billions.
All right, well, just hold on before we start. Let me finish the story. So this guy busts into Mark Zuckerberg's personal page. Sorry for breaking your privacy, he wrote to the Facebook founder. I had no other choice. Actually, he wrote, I has no other choice. I guess they had to make him look stupid, you know? You guys, I'm telling you, Associated Press and the rest of the Western press, I'm kidding.
Dude, they're trying to make him look dumb?
Well, either they're quoting him accurately, or they misquoted him, or if they are quoting him accurately, they usually clean quotes like that up. I has no other choice to make after all the reports I sent to Facebook team. As you can see, I am not in your friend list, and yet I can post to your timeline. Well, the stunt cost the 30-year-old Palestinian the bounty, but earned him praise. Numerous job offers for being able to get to the boss of the world's most ubiquitous social network. Why would it cost him the bounty? Why would Facebook not pay off? They said $500 if you can expose a glitch in their security or otherwise hack into their system. $500, that seems a little cheap. And they ignored his first two requests. And then when he finally hacked into Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page, it says it cost him the bounty. But it did earn him praise and numerous job offers for being able to get to the boss of the world's most ubiquitous social network. Sriateh, who lives near the West Bank city of Hebron and has been unable to find a job since graduating 2 years ago with a degree in information technology, told Facebook that he found a bug that allowed anyone to post on anyone else's wall. I told him that you have a vulnerability and you need to close it. I wasn't looking to be famous. I just wanted to make a point to Mark. First name basis sounds right to me. In a message posted to the Hacker News, a user-friendly security news site, Facebook software engineer Matthew Jones said the initial report was poorly worded, although he acknowledged that the Menlo Park company should have pressed for more information. As a few other commentators have pointed out, we get hundreds of reports every day. Many of our best reports come from people whose English isn't great. Though this can be challenging, it's something we work with just fine, and we've paid out over $1 million to hundreds of reporters. However, many of the reports we get are nonsense or misguided, and even those provide some modicum of reproduction instructions. Nevertheless, he said, we should have pushed back asking for more details here. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, what they're saying is that there was not enough information.
Yeah, that's what Phil's saying.
No, Phil isn't saying that. I'm saying that.
Well, I don't know whose side you're on here, but let me get on a guy who I think I understand whose side he's on, Don Mixa from the University of Washington. All right, Don, so you heard the report here, and Facebook is saying that there should have been more information, that they're saying that it was a poorly worded report. They're saying that they get thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of these kinds of reports. They've paid out $1 million. So is Facebook right in not paying this guy the bounty?
Well, I think Facebook, and by the way, Phil, thank you for having me on your program this evening.
My pleasure.
I think Facebook is, as this gentleman said, Facebook is the most phenomenal business success story, I think, in our times. And they have consumers as well as hangers-on, as well as employees. They've got an awful lot going on. And I think that for them to just automatically say, well, okay, thank you very much for showing us up. Here's your $500, I think is a little silly. I think that this man that hacked into their system, this Palestinian, represents a couple of liabilities. First of all, here's a guy that is clearly from a part of the world that's a little bit hostile, but let's just leave that laying where it is. And let's talk about the fact that he hacked into Mark Zuckerberg's personal Facebook page. This is a violation of security and privacy that has to be taken seriously by police and should be taken seriously by police because, as I said, Mr. Zuckerberg has the most phenomenal business success story of our times.
Wait. I think you're not addressing something here.
Well, what is that?
The fact that Facebook is asking for people...
No, I understand that. I was getting to that.
Okay, because you're saying that the police ought to be informed. Why should the police be informed?
The police should be informed because this man went above and beyond exposing the glitch. He hacked right into the private account of a man who has created the most, and I'll say it again, the most phenomenal success story. There's no businessman listening to this broadcast tonight. No businesswoman listening to this broadcast tonight. There's no individual listening to this broadcast tonight that's been more successful than Mark Zuckerberg. Think about that. There's no one listening to a talk show in any form today, yesterday, or tomorrow. And there's no person, I don't think, in the United States of America that has made as much money as Mark Zuckerberg in as short a period of time. Now, put all of that together and what have you got? You have a man that has climbed a mountain faster, higher, and with more skill and flair than anyone in the history of business anywhere in the world. And when a guy like that is assaulted by an individual from Palestine or the Palestinian Authority, and he's a Jew...
Now, okay, hold on. Hold on for just a second.
No. Phil, I just want to bring these points out.
Yeah, but hold on for a minute. Now, are you telling me that this is some kind of a terrorist assault?
I'm just simply saying to you that in any other area of life, if this were to happen, this would have gotten the interest of the National Security Association. It would have gotten the interest of Homeland Security. I don't even think it should, but I am saying that this guy should consider himself lucky that they did not bring the full force of the federal government down on top of him.
All right, we're going to be back here with Don Mixa to talk a little bit more here about this story, Mark Zuckerberg's personal Facebook account hacked into by a young man, an unemployed programmer on the West Bank of Palestine. 2 years ago, he graduated with a degree in computer programming, hasn't found a job yet. He's hacked into Mark Zuckerberg's account. He hacked into Facebook in general. He showed up certain security glitches. They do pay a $500 bounty for these kinds of glitches if they are made aware of them, and yet they haven't paid this guy. So we'll get back here. Don Mixa thinks that what this guy did, far from deserving a bounty, this guy ought to be arrested by the federals. He's Palestinian. Mark Zuckerberg's Jewish. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Uh-oh. What is that? You're going to have to dump that, too. And dump that, and dump that, and dump... Sorry about that, Shane. What is that, bud?
That's the police.
That ain't the police. That was NWA. Sorry about that bumper music there, guys. And anyway, welcome to the show.
Well, that is going to get...
Never mind. I got it under control. Bud, don't ever do that again, man. If you don't know N from P, NWA to police, that's two different letters of the alphabet. Anyway, welcome back to the program, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And, of course, our number here is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. On the line with me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington. We're talking with him about, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg having his account hacked into, his own personal Facebook account hacked into. as the result of a young programmer who was looking to score the bounty that Facebook traditionally pays when you find a security problem or you find some hole in their firewall or something, when you prove to Facebook that they suck, at least at something, and I don't mean that they suck, but that they are, you know, that they're suspect in terms of their ability to protect their site, they pay a $500 bounty. So tell me again here, Don, why they're not paying.
Well, they, first of all, Phil, I think that was badly worded. They don't suck at all. Facebook is the most phenomenal.
I understand. You've already laid out their credentials.
Well, I think that they need to be laid out because you've got this Palestinian. And I look at, I'm not a snob. I don't think that because a young man comes from a part of the world that is a third world area, maybe it's given birth to or given rise to some terrorist or criminal elements. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with him, but I think if you look at this thing from a purely objective point of view, there's no reason why the NSA, the CIA, FBI, other security apparatus of the United States wasn't looking into a Palestinian hacking into Mark Zuckerberg. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's fine.
He's Jewish.
There you go, yeah. And
all right, you can say that.
I don't feel I have to. I mean, all I'm saying to you is it seems obvious to me. It seems obvious to me.
All right, well, they didn't do it. And that's that. And I suppose the people at Facebook could file a police report if they wanted to, but they would look awfully bad, I think, in the eyes of everybody that uses their service slash whatever the hell you call it.
Well, it's a service. It's more than a service. It's become a vital communications instrument, if you want to know the truth about Facebook. It is a vital communications instrument. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that what this guy did is he hacked into the personal Facebook page of one of the top, if not the top, individuals, I think, in business today because of the business that he oversees.
So, Don, this is Margaret. Are you saying, then, that Facebook is an indispensable part of people's lives?
I would say so.
I know there's a lot of people who don't use Facebook.
I'm sure you know a lot of people, Phil. You know a lot of those Twitter snobs, and you know, I don't have any comment on that. I mean, Twitter's fine, but the overwhelming number of people using social media is the people using Facebook. And Margaret just said it very well. It is an indispensable part of people's lives. And now you have a man who has decided that he's going to go in and compromise that.
But he wanted the and here's the thing you guys are missing, I think. He wanted the $500 bounty.
Yes, we know that. We know that.
So we already know that, okay?
All right, we know that? Okay, tell me something. Why don't we know this? Why hasn't it been paid? Do we know that?
Don?
It hasn't been paid because they were reviewing exactly how this Palestinian was able to work his way into the inner workings of Facebook, and they were reviewing and they were still collating. And that's when he decided to take a fateful step, and that was to hack into Mark Zuckerberg's press. I think when you do that, all bets are off.
Why? Why is that? They ignored him for, as far as he was concerned.
Well, maybe as far as he was concerned.
Well, they'd ignored the guy. He hadn't gotten any response. They had not paid the $500, and so he decided to go the extra mile.
Phil, there is a system, or there's a method. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don. There is a method that you are supposed to follow in order to get the money. Isn't that what we're talking about here, the money?
That's exactly what we're talking about. This guy wants his money, you know.
Yeah, this is what he wants to get, his money. And so, in order to get his money, there are a few hoops for the man to jump through.
Yeah, that's what you want to see, a Palestinian guy jump a hoop.
No, we're not talking about that.
Hey, bud, that's a pretty good point. So you guys want to see the Palestinian guy do dog tricks. Is that it?
That is a slander. I didn't say anything of the sort.
Yeah, dude, you want to see him jump in a hoop?
I don't want to see him jump in a hoop. I didn't say jump in a hoop. You mean jump through one?
Look it. Why does this guy have to go through a lot of machination, a whole bunch of gymnastics, whatever you want to call it, to get his money?
Because the guy wasn't patient. And he decided to go into Mr. Zuckerberg's personal Facebook page. You don't do that. You don't do that. You don't go into the man responsible for billions and billions of dollars a day in the global economy. A day in the global economy, and some guy sitting in a mason block, I don't know what, adobe stucco house on the seething, burning banks of the Palestinian Authority with no future, one of those cast-off bargain basement leather jackets, and he's got no choice now than to just go ahead and strap that bomb on. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand. You know what? What I'm hearing here is a great deal of prejudice, Don.
No. No, sir. No, you're not. You're not hearing prejudice at all.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, one of those bargain basement leather jackets. Why doesn't he strap the bomb on in the adobe house?
No, you know what, Phil? What I'm saying to you is the reality. There's a lot of guys sweating buckets over there right now. They wish they were him.
Well, you know, it's to this young man's credit that he is attempting to make a name for himself in any way that he can to bust out of his situation. And he did it in a very creative way, in a very innovative way.
Look, Phil, no one is criticizing the young man. I know that Don was very sharp in how he characterized the young man, but I think he was criticizing him. Don was saying, what choice would the young man have but for to him to, you know, Phil?
I'm waiting.
Well, I got lost. Don, do you know?
Yeah, what Margaret's saying is, he's a young man, and he is, and she's right. I'm not trying to criticize. I'm saying, what chance and choice is left to him but to
strap on?
To put a strap on. Well, a strap on?
No, a bomb. Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yes, the bomb.
I wasn't talking about a strap-on. Yes, a bomb.
All right. I'm saying, Don Mixa, I don't know about Margaret. I don't know anything about strap-ons either.
Nor do I, thank you.
All right, I'm saying that I, Don Mixa, I would not want him coming at me wearing a
bomb.
Thank you. Yes, a bomb. I almost said strap-on.
Well, I wouldn't want him coming at me wearing a strap-on.
Ow!
Shut up.
Hey.
So I'm saying that while the young man chose a creative way of trying to get out of his dilemma, I think that there but for the grace of God go I.
You haven't said one thing here that has changed my opinion.
Well, that goes without. So when you're dealing with a closed-minded blockhead like you, Phil...
Hey, pal, you haven't said one thing that's changed my opinion or my mind because you haven't really said anything. You have not said to me why this young guy is not entitled to his $500 bounty. At this particular point in the game, I think the guy's entitled to a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, these probably should get billions.
Take it easy, bud, will you?
Oh, billions. Is that right, genius?
Why billions? You know, Dave, did you ever take math?
Take it easy. I'll answer the questions. You're not Bud. Shut up, Bud.
No, I think the guy is old, too.
Okay, and Robert, but the point that I'm making here is that this kid deserves something, and he hasn't gotten it.
And you're not listening to what I'm saying, Phil. I'm saying that Mark Zuckerberg is a heavy hitter. You don't go hacking into his account and expect to walk away from it without limping. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's a very good point, Phil. Mark Zuckerberg is the man, and you hack into his account, and you'll walk away with your...
Okay, never mind. I think I said it very well.
All right. Well, he said walk away with a limp, and you said you'll walk away with what?
You'll walk away with one leg...
Okay. We had to dump that.
Thank you.
Our number here is 855-507-445. So hacking into Mark Zuckerberg's personal account at Facebook may cost this young Palestinian man more than just a forfeiture, if you will, of the so-called bounty. But they feel that this is something for national security because he is, in point of fact, a Palestinian. And that Mr. Zuckerberg is, in point of fact, a Jewish person. And, you know, I think it's just sad to be talking about these things in these terms because, hey, you know what? The kid did what he was asked to do by Facebook. If it turns out that they have some sort of a security glitch, go ahead and talk to them about it. Show them. You know, let them know that you're on the job and let them know that you are very much in need of that bounty, man. So in any event, they're not paying. Facebook isn't paying. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show at 855-500-7445 and philhenryshow.com. Henry Show here, 855-500-7445, 855-700-445. And welcome to the reboot of the reboot of the real world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And remember, a backstage pass gives you access to 5,000 hours of audio on our website. It's a very interesting world that we're living in these days. It is a world that is now approaching near total conversion to digital, and by that I mean the old ways of doing things as opposed to the new ways of doing things, and we're just trying to keep up around here. So you get yourself a backstage pass, you can watch nightly video casts of our show, listen to every single show that we've done since, the late 1990s, 3 solid hours of each show, plus you have a daily archival podcast and a daily show podcast and so much more. It's made everything possible. Our subscribers and the people that have supported us down through the years have made every single thing possible, including the relaunch here of our radio show, here with you good folk. So that's what we're doing right now. And with me on the line from Seattle, Washington is Don Mixa. Don is a professor of engineering there, and we also have Margaret Gray with us and taking your phone calls at 855-500-7445. The discussion here is about Mark Zuckerberg. It's about Facebook. And Facebook, the phenomenal business success story that it is, according to you, Don, and of course I agree with that, is a huge, huge enterprise that has had influence far beyond any influence any company has ever had. And for this guy in on the West Bank of the Palestinian Authority there, or you know, to hack into Zuckerberg's Facebook page is beyond the pale, in your opinion.
I think it is, Phil. I think that I think it takes a lot of guts for a guy to say, I think I'll hack into your Facebook page.
All right, but this is the head of Facebook who asked people to do this.
Yeah, he did. He asked people to show up the security glitches that the company has got. He asked people to show up the security problems that Facebook has, and they would pay a $500 bounty. But I don't think anybody in their right mind, I certainly didn't, and I've been a longtime admirer of Mark Zuckerberg, I never in my wildest dreams ever thought anybody would have the guts, let alone the skill, to actually hack into Mark Zuckerberg's personal Facebook page. Now, that changes the game.
Why?
Why does it change the game?
Yeah, why would that change the game?
Because on the one hand, you had the company asking for people to show them security problems with their website. Now, that means you and me and somebody next door and your friends and the average people. Okay, great. Thank you very much, and we'll fix them. Now, that's one area, but for someone to take that and to expand upon it and to say, I think I'll go ahead and hack into Zuckerberg's account, that shows a basic disrespect, I think, for what Facebook has represented to all of us. And it shows a ungodly and uncommon arrogance on the part of this Arab gentleman to decide, I think I'll just hack into the private account.
Yeah, but see...
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
He's not done, Phil.
To hack into the private account of Mark Zuckerberg, who made this world possible, who made this world of Facebook possible, I think that shows that he thought he would just push right through. I don't think anybody even... and where did he get the It just begs, it defies description. And I think people need to sit down and get their heads together and wrap their heads around this. I need to wrap my head around it. And I hope you're able to wrap your head around it. Just get your head wrapped around it. And once you wrap your head around it...
My head's wrapped around it, okay?
Well, your head is wrapped around it. Okay.
Yeah, no, my head's wrapped around it. I think if I was Mark Zuckerberg...
Well, hold on. You're not Mark Zuckerberg.
All right, but let's just... All right, forget it. I won't say if I were Mark Zuckerberg. Standing here in the crowd where I am and looking at the grand throne upon which Mr. Zuckerberg sits...
Phil, don't be sarcastic. What we're trying to do here...
Well, you've set up this universe where I cannot criticize him, nor can I imagine myself to be him. So I'm simply saying that all of this, in a world of logic, points to only one thing, that this kid not only showed Facebook where they were letting down, he showed them where they were letting down in a very important place, which was the actual Facebook page of the founder and the CEO. And if I were them, I would thank him for that. I would, double, triple, quadruple the award, maybe create a whole new award category. You know, like if you can hack into our regular website, that's $500. But if you can hack into Mark Zuckerberg's account, that's a million. I don't know.
Well, and so what you're saying then, let's encourage people to do it. And you know that they're only going to be disappointed. You know that they're only going to wind up going to jail. And this guy ought to be happy that Mr. Zuckerberg did not say, all right, now I want you to go to jail.
That is an excellent point. No one asked, they didn't say if you can hack into Mr. Zuckerberg's account. No one did, and he did anyway. And what would have been the proper thing to respond would have been, you're going to jail.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They're not going to say that.
Why aren't they going to say that?
Well, yeah, they're not going to say it because it's going to be PR that they cannot afford. They can't afford that. Let's go to a phone call. Our number is 877-876, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. On the line here is Margaret Gray along with, Margaret Gray along with our friend here, Don Mixa. Don calling us from the University of Washington, where he is the professor of engineering, and we're talking tonight about Facebook and the accounts getting hacked into.
What was that number you were going to give out?
I was giving out our old number. Our current number is 855-500-7445. Ted Bell is with us. Ted, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good, and I'm listening very carefully to the conversation here this evening. Don, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir.
And do you know who I am?
I'm not familiar, no.
It's Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, and I'm the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Now, we're a pretty successful business ourselves. And we do quite a bit of business ourselves. Am I Mark Zuckerberg? The answer to that question is I don't want to be Mark Zuckerberg when you take a look and see at the problems that he's having. But here's the point that I want to make to you, and if I could, Don, and I'd like to hear you respond, and I'll hang up and wait for your answer. Mark Zuckerberg is the head of Facebook. Okay, good for him. I am the head of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Good for me. You are Don Mixa. You're the head of, well, Don Mixa. And good for you.
Right.
Now, if you or I or Mark Zuckerberg say to the public at length, you know what, we are proud of who we are, we're proud of what we've done, we're proud of what we do, and we're proud of what we can do. But if you can prove us wrong, if you can, if you will, loosen my belt and yank my pants down to around the height of my ankles in full view of the world, then, friend, I think you're entitled to a bounty. I think that takes a big man. Now, I'm Ted Bell. I'm willing to do that. You're Don Mixa. Are you willing to do that?
I think to anticipate what you're saying, sir.
No. Don't anticipate anything. Are you willing to do that?
I think that if somebody can do it, sure.
All right, if someone can do it, sure. And yet Mark Zuckerberg, you're saying, isn't man enough to stand there like a man, and if it can be done, let someone go ahead and give him the opening stages to a pressed ham. And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know what the man meant by a pressed ham.
I don't either.
I'll tell you what I meant.
I thought you were going to hang up and listen.
I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up and I'll...
All right. Well, I will say this. Mark Zuckerberg is not me, and he certainly isn't Ted Bell. He is his own man, and he's a guy that is going to go his own way. And just because I'm willing to have my weaknesses exposed, it doesn't mean that a guy like Zuckerberg is. I think you're dealing with a different kind of guy. It's a different time. It's a different place. There was an old song, I don't know if you remember it, Phil. It went something like this. It's about time. It's about space. It's about two men from outer space. It's about time. It's about space and how they landed. And I forget how else it goes.
That's from a TV show.
Yes.
It's from a what?
It's from a television show. It's about time.
Oh, I don't care what it's from. I'm just telling you.
Well, what does it how does it apply?
Margaret, I came on this program to talk to Phil, not you. Okay?
But...
I came on the show to talk to Phil, not you. Another man. Phil, the old saying, it's about time, it's about space.
That's not an old saying. That's a song. Okay?
Well, I gotta... All right, let me collect myself. And...
Yeah, you do that, man. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show talking with Don Mixa from the University of Washington. There's an old saying, it's about time, it's about space. As we discuss here, just where does Mark Zuckerberg get off, at what stop, and at what time? And really, when's the bus hit our stop on this whole, we will give you a bounty if y'all can prove that our website sucks on wheels. At least that was the idea. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're coming right back, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and philhendryshow.com. Famous Phil Hendry Show at 855-500-7445. It's a brand new phone number. What do you want? I just
Yeah, butcher it up like you done another one.
Look at man, every time you get a new phone number, you wind up giving out the old one about 100 times before you finally get the new one. So that's just the way it goes. Our final segment here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington as we continue talking with him about the Zuckerbergs. The Zuckerbergs. Why did I say that?
Well, I think, where's Don? Don, are you there? Don Mixa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Don, listen. So what were you going to say, Margaret?
I was going to say, did you hear Phil say the Zuckerbergs?
Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm talking about. This is the, this is the tendency that the media has to turn the whole thing into a big Jewish conspiracy.
Why? Because I said Zuckerbergs? I thought of him as a couple of brothers.
Yeah, the whole... There's a couple of brothers. In other words, there's a huge Jewish monopoly on business.
No, it's just it had to do probably with the way the whole business came about. Weren't there a couple of twins that were involved in this?
A couple of twins?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you see the movie Social Network?
Yeah, I did. They had a couple of twins, and they looked the same and everything.
A twin's going to look the same, man. That's why they're called twins.
Well, not all twins look the same.
Not all twins look the same. Some twins are what they call fraternal twins.
All right, who cares, okay? But the point is there were a couple of twins that Zuckerberg met at wherever the hell it was, Harvard, Yale, someplace where all these eggheads were. And then I think there was one other guy. There were two twins and there was one set of twins.
No, if there's twins, there's only two of them.
I got it. And these twins, along with this other guy, wound up going to court. That's what I thought. I think they wound up, settling out of court or something because they said they helped found whatever it was, Harvard Facebook or the Facebook, something like that. Anyway, we're talking here with Don Mixa about the Zuckerberg Facebook page being hacked. Now, if Mr. Zuckerberg doesn't pay, what kind of public relations disaster, in your opinion, and I personally think it will be, do you think they'll be living through there?
There's not going to be a public... The reason why there won't be a public relations disaster is because, as I said, Mark Zuckerberg is a guy that we look to for example, Phil. You have to understand that Mark Zuckerberg is a man who we look to for our inspiration when it comes to business, when it comes to ideas, when it comes to innovation. Everything that you would imagine that is needed in business, we look to a guy like Zuckerberg. When you look at the rest of American business, when you look at the rest of the world's business, and you look at the failures that we produce one after the other, especially in this country, Mark Zuckerberg is a guy that gives us hope. He gives the average business person, the average entrepreneur, he gives us hope that there's possibly a little bit of gold at the end of that rainbow. Because, you know, we're walking around without a clue. And following behind us is the workforce. So they're waiting for us to come up with the ideas. And we're not going to have any ideas unless we've got the Mark Zuckerbergs. So you're not going to sue him. You're not going to try and turn this into a public relations disaster for Mark Zuckerberg. What you're going to try to do is keep that man as healthy as you possibly can, because without him, we are lost.
Well,
no, hold on. I'm not finished yet. You heard what I said, right?
Without him, we're lost.
Yes. And I would encourage everyone listening to your broadcast tonight that even remotely considers themselves to be a business person. I would encourage anyone listening to your broadcast tonight that remotely considers themselves to be smart. Let's just talk about smart for a second. Let's just talk about brains for a second. I would consider anybody listening to your broadcast tonight that considers themselves to be intelligent. And I would very respectfully put forward to them that you haven't got brains enough to fill up the cranium of a decapitated fly compared to Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, my God. That is absolutely... Hold on. That's...
That's pretty good, Mr. Mixer.
That is absolutely the truth. And I think I'm so glad, Don.
Thank you.
No, really, I'm glad that someone has said that.
Well, all right, Don, those are very challenging observations. There's no question about that. Very challenging observations. But there's no need to denigrate the intelligence of people, is there?
I think there is an absolute need. Never before have we needed to denigrate the intelligence of people than now. You got a guy like Zuckerberg who has cornered the market on God knows how many billions of dollars. And he has made the rest of us look like a laughingstock. He's made the and by the way, his initial public offering, you remember when they couldn't make the number? You remember that, right, Phil? You were making a big deal out of that.
I didn't make a big deal.
Yeah, you did. You made a big deal out of the fact they couldn't make their number on their IPO. Well, guess what? I hate to break the news, but they just blew right past it.
Okay, I'm glad they did. But the fact is, he didn't show very much intelligence there, did he?
It was a glitch. It was a bump in the road. My friend, when Mark Zuckerberg makes a mistake, it's a glitch. That's like lifting, excuse me for putting it this way, Margaret and ladies, it's like lifting your cheek off the seat of a nice chair and cutting one. That's when Mark Zuckerberg makes a mistake. That's what you call a mistake. He farts, okay? And that costs a few million, and he fixes it, and on he goes. For the rest of us, it's a big deal. And I think the mistake you made tonight was coming up with this Facebook hack job like this was.
Okay. All right, I understand that in your opinion. Hey, Don?
Don, don't do that.
Sorry.
I understand that in your opinion, it's not that big of a deal. Are you going to do that all night?
I'm just, Phil, all I'm doing is yanking your chain.
Will you listen to me for a minute?
All right.
I understand that in the overall scheme of things, Zuckerberg is a big, big wind, and the rest of us are little tiny sailboats. I'm going to hang up on you, man, if you keep doing that.
All right, I'm sorry.
I get that, and that's a valid point of view. That's a valid point of view. If you want people, though, to be favorably disposed to his business so that he continues to generate the goodwill of the public...
What are you talking about, the goodwill of the public? They can't do without Facebook. This isn't about Mark Zuckerberg having to go out there and do a sale job. People can't do without his product, my friend. People can't do without it. It's even better than a Harley Davidson, where people will tattoo Harley Davidson on their skin. You can live without a Harley Davidson. You can live very well without a Harley Davidson. You get yourself a Honda Road Cruiser, and you're living real good without a Harley Davidson. But some people, most people, can't do without Facebook.
Big deal. All right, hang up on him.
Well, do you blame him?
Yeah, I blame him. Grow up. Grow the hell up. Big deal. Here's where we are with all of this, folks. You got this kid on the West Bank of, on the West Bank there in Palestine, the Palestinian Authority, he's owed some money. And Facebook says they ain't going to pay him. I mean, geez.
Phil, you're not going to make an issue out of this. No one cares. Don was saying this is some guy in the bargain basement leather coat.
Yeah, I know. And he's got a bomb strapped around his waist.
Well.
What a stereotype. Well, I think that hacking into Zuckerberg, and I thought he was very respectful, by the way, hacking into Zuckerberg's page and not doing it, doing anything with it, like lifting some of the, some of the tastier, more choice items from there.
Wait, they do what I found.
I don't know. Could have been something really interesting. Who knows? All right, Phil Hendry Show here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Coming up on our final hour of the program here tonight. Just kicking off into this week, man. It's a, I tell you, it can only get better. As I said, it'd been cloudy and nasty looking here over the last 5, 6, 7 days. And suddenly the sun has come out. So I think we've got a great, great week ahead of us here. We've got a Bobby Dooley podcast coming up later on in the week with a special superstar guest. Stick around with us. PhilHendryShow.com.